Blog Talk Radio.
Royalty, royalty, powers of the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Whooping sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. That you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Israel with another edition of the Yehuda Project. I don't think we're going to be on here long tonight. I just have some things, some announcements that I have to make for you. I mean, we'll be on here for a minute, but, you know, we are 2 days away from 8 months. And don't forget, on Thursday, we are going to be fasting from 12 to 4 so that we all know what we're supposed to do, you know, for this 20th of the month. So we're going to be fasting from 12 to 4. We're going to come together on Thursday, and we're definitely going to acknowledge the fact that we're 8 months away from our sentence being served. I have not heard from Washington, D.C. yet. I didn't have time to call them today at work because I was really busy. But I will definitely call them tomorrow and have some information for you by Thursday. We're also going to put together an alternative in the event that they drag their feet too long. So we will be working on something with that as well as an alternative. We'll probably still be in Washington, D.C. It'll just be at a whole other location. So we're working on that right now to get that together in the event that something happens. And then we'll have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C, and a plan D. So we'll have it all together. We'll lay all of that out for you as we see further. So I just wanted to make sure that I made that announcement. Somebody tell me what's been going on today. I haven't had a chance to look at the news or anything today. I was really busy today working, but I don't know. I haven't seen what's going on with our friend Trump. They still got him against the ropes. Brother Donnie, I see you here. Anything happening that we need to know about? I haven't seen anything on here that he's been doing, you know, anything that's happening with him, other than the fact that, you know, he's doing what he always do, making people upset. Hold on, Brother Donnie, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh, shalom, Sister Yaina and family. There's nothing really, really going on. You know, Trump's saga, they got him against the ropes. You understand what I'm saying? And there's nothing really happening, you know. One of his aides, Flint, you understand, went to court. He was supposed to be sentenced today, and they delayed his sentence, you understand, you know. And it looked like he might go to jail because the judge was not happy with his, you know, he feel like he, the judge feels like as though he may have committed treason, you understand?
Wow.
Yeah, because he had, he was dealing with Turkey.
Okay.
And still being still involved himself with you know, the United States government. So you know, he wasn't happy. You understand? But and he fell short in sentencing him today. He delayed the sentence. You understand? But Trump is still in trouble, boys. I mean, you know, if he leaves office, they're gonna jump on him with a bunch of investigations that they go on, that he's under his company, you know, they had closed down. They redistributed the money towards his sons and his daughters and him. You understand? You know, but you know, they find out a lot of stuff, man, about him. You know, I think Mueller, you know, the investigator Mueller, I think he got a lot of stuff on Trump, man. You know, and he's not revealing his hand as of yet. But a lot of people is in trouble, you understand, by messing with him. One other thing, man, he can't find nobody to fill those spots that's going to be available at the beginning of the year. You know, nobody wants to work with Trump, man, because he cuss you out and all that kind of stuff, man. Who want to work with somebody like that?
They say he up in the White House throwing temper tantrums and everything.
And that's not.
And they're talking about he's getting ready to shut the government down if he don't get the money for the wall and all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's really. You know, see, that's taking the food out of people's mouths, man, you understand? Just because he ran on having this wall being paid for by Mexico, you understand? And now he's off and off. He's going to shut the government down if the United States don't give him taxpayer money, $5 billion to put this wall up, you understand? When he ran on the fact that Mexico going to pay for it. You understand? So he's going to punish the American people because of his foolishness. You know, that. And, you know, one other thing here, too. One other thing here, and I'm going to shut up, is that they let him get away with lying all the time. One of the guys on the social media said that they should have stopped him in the beginning by questioning him when he tells those lies. You know, the media. And they should have said, hey, where's the proof to that? Where's the evidence? Where's the facts on that, what you're saying? You know, and so the guy on social media is saying that each news people, when they interview him or when they's at that press conference or when they see him and they ask him a question and he come up with them lies, they need to question him. You understand? You know, that'll cut him, you know. I mean, he may turn around and walk away or whatever he may do, you understand? That, you know, you understand? But that lets him know that everybody's watching him, man. You understand? You know, they shouldn't have never did that. They shouldn't have never let him get away with that first lie. You understand?
Wow. Well, here we go. Wow, let me see, because I was pulling up something. Let me see. They were talking about on CBS what would happen if we had a government shutdown. Let me see what it says. Hold on.
They got 80,000 employees that would be affected.
Hold on, let me see. Here we go. Let's see.
Eat, sleep, and trade. Eat, sleep, and trade. Eat, sleep, and trade, baby.
There is no solution in sight to stop the government from partially shutting down at midnight Friday. The White House and Congress have until then to agree on funding for the president's proposed border wall, which Democrats oppose. If the shutdown takes effect, it will be the third since President Trump took office. But what actually shuts down during a government shutdown, especially a partial one? A story published yesterday on CBSNews.com explains what a partial shutdown would mean for the government, its employees, and for the rest of us. CBS News White House reporter Catherine Watson wrote that piece, and she joins me now from the White House. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Okay, so...
Hey, Anne-Marie.
I know that some departments have already been funded, so what departments would see their funding expire by midnight?
Sure. Well, like you said, Anne-Marie, there are a number of agencies, departments that are already funded through fall of next year. So some, like HHS, are completely protected. The ones that will be affected include key agencies, key departments, including the Department of Homeland Security, the Justice Department, Housing and Urban Development, some really major departments. Now, something that, of course, is being debated between the White House and on Capitol Hill is what to do over President Trump's proposed border wall. That, of course, is caught up in much of that funding. So that is what the debate is at the moment. Mm-hmm. But I should note that it really may not affect the lives of your average everyday American if the shutdown, if it does happen, lasts for a short period of time.
Okay, so, I mean, yeah, so will the Postal Service will work, but what about some people who are depending on certain checks, I don't know, like pension checks and things like that, will that be coming through?
Those are all supposed to go out as scheduled for anything that has to do with mandatory spending, with what are deemed essential services. I definitely want to highlight that Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, which are not necessarily or are not a part of the affected agencies anyways, but those checks, no one needs to worry. Those services will be safe and will be protected. Like you said, Anne-Marie, the mail is going to go out on time and as scheduled. So some of those daily functions will not be affected. Some of the things that might be affected include things like people applying for new home loans through the federal housing authorities. Those could be something that we see could be swept up, could be delayed if there is indeed a shutdown. So some of those other operations like that, Department of Agriculture, some farmers who are looking to visit local and state Department of Agriculture stations as part of their daily needs, those could be affected. So there are certainly some things that Americans could see.
So you talked about essential services. That means that some federal employees will have to go to work even though they're probably not going to get a paycheck.
That's right. The Senate Appropriations Committee estimates that a little over 400,000 federal employees would have to go to work without being paid. Now, those include many of the Customs and Border Protection officers, many of the Border Patrol agents that the president, of course, says he so strongly promotes and supports. There would be another roughly 380,000 federal employees who could be furloughed, meaning they would be sent home without pay, although it's always possible that Congress would decide to give them back pay.
All right. What y'all say about that? Lord, have mercy.
There you have it. So he said about 52,000 IRS workers could be furloughed, 95% of HUD employees could be furloughed, 96% of NASA employees, 86% of Department of Commerce staff. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, all on because he ran the platform that he gonna get Mexico to pay for it. You understand? That was idiotic when he said that. That man is
a lot of people out of work. And over a temper tantrum, and that's what they were saying, that so many people have been talking to him like, man, it's going to affect a lot of people. Hold on, I don't know who this is at 111. Area code 111, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Maybe that's me. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Okay, I didn't know how I'm coming in. Anyway, what about the contractors? Would that affect the contractors too?
What contractors for the government? Possibly, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything that's not permanent, like welfare money and Social Security money, she said those should be fine. You know, but anything dealing with HUD, anything dealing with any of that kind of stuff, that's debatable.
Mm-hmm.
They may be expected to go to work, but they won't be getting any money.
Mm.
You know?
Interesting.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but it to me, it's like he's immature, and
mm-hmm.
he acts out with the temper tantrum. When he can't have his way, he goes ape.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
And it's wrong to punish people. Like he said, he ran on a ticket that the war would be paid for by Mexico. I heard him say that when watching
that
TV bad. On the news. Yeah, exactly. But then now he gonna hold us, put us in a chokehold here, hold us hostage because, he trying to get money from the United States to pay for the war. Well, he needs to take it out of his little coffer. He got all them billions of dollars from Saudi Arabia. Unask that money. Use that.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess. I mean, it is really going to be a mess. I wonder what it's going to do for health care. You know, some of these health care agencies that actually service these employees. And what is that going to do? You know, because it's going to definitely affect. You know, but like you said, this is a sign of the times, and all the presidents go through it. Obama went through it, too. The government was shut down when he was in office. So, you know, is this something I think people get used to? I know they're going to end up paying them. I know they don't expect the people to work for free, but what kind of an inconvenience is that before they had a so-called holiday? You know, I know these people are upset.
Oh, that's right. You understand?
Yeah.
He expects to get that money from... You know, a little bit from this agency, the Army budget. You understand, and a little bit money from that budget. You understand, a little bit from over there, but that's all taxpayer money. All of it is taxpayer money. No matter what agency he goes to try to get that money, he gonna be hurting the taxpayer. You understand?
Right.
So, you know, and they better get away with it. Ain't nothing set up, man. You know, to stop him from doing what he's doing. He gonna do what he do. You understand? Until they impeach him. You understand? Or whatever they gonna do. You understand? I just don't get it. How they can? allow him to do what he do. He lied like he worse than a little boy, man, lying all the time. You understand?
It's ridiculous. It really don't make no sense. But that's what everybody is facing now. You know, that whole government shutdown thing. And, you know, I don't know why, if they're getting rid of him, why are they even allowing him to have this wall and all this stuff? You know? Because they say he up in the White House cutting up, stomping and screaming and all kind of stuff.
And he's not happy with the fact that the young man that he chose, I think it was one of Pence's aides, you understand, to fill the general's position, said he didn't want the job. You understand? He said, "Man, I don't want it." He's upset with that.
I mean, when they said that his administration has been the worst when it comes to people quitting, people resigning, people walking off the job. They just, it's almost empty in there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that big for
teaching him though. Huh?
I don't think that makes for a safe environment if everybody vacating. Don't nobody want to go down with the ship.
Right. I think they're going to impeach him. I really do. I think that's coming, and he knows it. That's why he's putting it out there. If you all impeach me, it's going to be civil unrest. No, it's not. These people are tired of you. That's your ego talking. These people are tired.
Well, you got to remember now, he got a lot of followers, man. Those Klan's people's his followers and everything. So they may start a little uprising, you understand what I'm saying, because he got a lot of followers.
Yeah, until you start messing with their livelihood.
And
people work in some of the same industries, the car industry, the mortgage company, all of that stuff is taking a hit. The stock market, they said the stock market was at the lowest that it has ever been.
Well, not true. You understand? When Obama was in office, I think it was in the 19,000s and so. You understand? And so the stock market went up to 26, I think. You understand? Then it went back down to what it is now is 23,000. You understand? So it's not low. I mean, it's low in comparison to what it was, but it's not the lowest that has ever been.
Well, I mean, I know that's but that's what they were saying on the news. They were talking about how low it had gotten down to. I don't really follow it because I don't invest anything in it. I think it's gambling to me. I mean, you know, if I'm gonna play, I'd rather hit the lottery and be done with the whole thing. You know, but all that 401k, because when the stuff hits the fan, everybody's 401k gonna take a hit. They're gonna do just like they did last time. They're gonna match your money with money, and then when it hits the grit, they're gonna take the money back if they match. And you're gonna only be stuck with the money you put in there.
They owe me $800 right now today. I ain't never got my money back.
See?
They get out of my little pension plan.
Yeah, and you never got it back. So it's all a game of chance, you know, when you're taking a chance, because you can't get it back. There's no way you can say, I need my money back. You can't do that. You're going to have to deal with whatever happens. Let me make the announcement before you all, before we go any further. Don't forget that Thursday is the 20th of the month. We will be fasting from 12 in the afternoon to 4. Fast however you feel like you need to. Some people just fast from water. Some people fast with just vegetables. Some people don't eat anything. We're going from 12 in the afternoon until 4, whatever 12 o'clock is at your time. We're not going to do just 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Whatever 12 o'clock is at your time where you are, that's when you start. And you go from 12 to 4. And we're going to call in Thursday and acknowledge that we're at 8 months. And it's happening really fast. I didn't get a chance to call Washington, D.C. today because I was extremely busy, but I will be calling them tomorrow. We're going to have a plan A, a plan B, a plan C, and a plan D put in place in the event they keep dragging their feet, because we should know something by now. So I don't know what the holdup is. So we're going to definitely do that. Anything and any other questions that you guys have? I don't plan on being on here long today because I'm really kind of tired, unless you guys have something in specific that you would like to talk about. So that we found ourselves, not that I don't have anything to talk about, because I can talk about the Bible all day long, but I'm kind of exhausted today, so I just wanted to, I didn't want to just not have a show and leave you guys hanging. I kind of wanted to let everybody know what was going on. Anybody have any questions about that, please feel free to push one. Once we get a date, definitely, the confirmation, you can start making your reservations, your hotel reservations, your plane reservations, however you guys are going to do that, that's fine with us. And then we will go ahead and start putting this thing into motion. The T-shirts should be ready in January for you guys to buy them. We're going to do long sleeve, we're going to do short sleeve, and we're going to take it all the way down to 1 month. So we should have all the T-shirts that you guys need if you want to order them, and it'll be on the website. So once we get everything situated, we will put all of the information, the link to the store will be on the website, and you'll be able to go on there and get at whatever you need. And then also I found out, somebody sent me a link, I think it was Brother Yerushalayim, them to tell, show me that the people in Jerusalem have a temple underneath the ground. They have it under the ground. They have 70 seats under the ground. They have an altar and everything under the ground. So there's no telling what they did for the Feast of Hanukkah. They could have had something that they did underground. And then what they came up on top of the ground and did, it just looked like it was thrown together. So we don't really know, you know, how they put that thing together. So I just want to share that with you. If you want to look it up, you can. It's on YouTube. You know, they have like an underground temple. It's got rows and rows of chairs, and it's in a circular formation. So, you know, we know what they, who they serve and what they stand for. And, you know, they probably already had a ceremony before they showed the ceremony to the regular people.
Well, you know, one thing that I tried to explain to y'all, man, they're going to come up with an excuse every time. All of a sudden they got an underground tunnel and all of that stuff, underground temple. Get out of here. That ain't the way, that's not scripture at all, period.
No, no. And we know who they serve, and, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. And then when the people are watching, it's just thrown together any kind of way so that they could probably get the reaction out of us that they got. So, I mean, you just never know. You know, it's always a mess all the time. You know, also we should have a vendor set up for you ladies if you want to order the outfit. Brother Yerushalayim is getting something together for the men. If you guys want to order something for it, the linen outfit or whatever, you know, he's supposed to have that set up for me sometime really soon in January so we can put that up on the website as well. Because we would prefer to just order the stuff from a vendor. That way we don't have to worry about somebody making it and they ain't finished with it on time and all that. We're going to go with what we have. Not this weekend, but next weekend, we're going to come together and continue with the ceremony. So for you all who are interested in being a part of the ceremony, next Saturday after class, we're going to come together for an hour and add more things to the ceremony and solidify the things that we already have situated. So that's definitely something that we definitely want to do. Okay. Anything else, Brother Donia, Sister Zaire? Anybody else want to say something? Please feel free to push one.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
You good?
I'm
Sister
good.
Zaire, you have me?
Yeah.
You good? All right. Well,
I'm good.
I'm going to end it tonight. I'm kind of tired. We will see you guys on Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to fast from 12 to 4. And thank you so much for coming tonight, and I'll see you on Thursday. Shalom, everyone.
Okay. Shalom.